Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. Hey, good morning. Chris Thorndike, Art of a Profitable Lifestyle Gym here as your host today. And we're going to dive into a topic that many gym owners out there who struggle to grow their membership base, to get in front of the right people, the people that pay professional rates, the people that stay long term. We need to get to the bottom of the understanding of what do group clients actually value when they're shopping, when they're looking for help, so that we can understand that psychology that they're experiencing, that characteristic, so we can, you know, look out for people or even turn down the wrong people so that we end up with someone who stays long term, that pays the rates that our going rate is, and that it's a good deal for them. It's a good deal for us. But why are so many gym owners out there struggling to find more group clients? And we need to get to the bottom of that. So if you've ever sold your membership below what you feel you're worth, if you've ever accepted a new member in below what you need in order to generate a profit and, you know, cover the costs associated with, you know, earning a professional rate, affording to do marketing, having a profit built into your program, well, that's what we need to get to the bottom of, is understanding who our group clients are, what characteristics they have, what is going through their minds, so that we can really start to communicate at a level that they're listening and that they start seeing us not as just another option, but the option. All right, so today we're going to break this down into a couple different layers. In order to understand who your ideal group clients are, we need to get into a couple of the layers. The first is the characteristics. Okay, so if you know what is important when someone is speaking up, and you know some of their issues, some of their challenges, what are the things that they can tell without even really speaking it, but you're listening for these things, you're going to start to align more closely with people that need your help and that will say yes to you. Same goes with the marketing side, guys. If you're not clear on who you can help and what they're looking for, you know, what is their frustration with why they're not in shape already, well, then you're not going to stand out. You're not going to be different to them. And you need to start to dive deeper into those characteristics of people that are stuck in fitness. And more importantly, why you think you can help them. All right. The other thing is tapping into the psychology. What are they thinking right now inside their head on what is the roadblock? What is the need that if they only had this in their training routine or, you know, life, that they would be on shape, they would have the fitness that they've always wanted. So we need to understand that psychology so that we can double check, triple check that we've built that into the program and are providing everything that our clients need to get the outcome. Okay. And lastly, the outcomes that we do solve must be built into our training formats, our program of off the floor, you know, on the floor experience, so that we actually can deliver a consistent outcome to the people we're helping. And the reason that's important is if it is inconsistent, well, people are going to fall out of the program. They're going to quit. They're going to ask for refunds, or it's going to work. You know, just a small amount of the time. And that's not what we're aiming for. We want every single person that enrolls with us to be the right person, to want the outcomes that we can provide, because that's what creates scale. And if you have too many different, you know, types of people starting at, you know, brand new versus experienced, you know, wanting a certain aesthetic look versus fitness, it creates a really difficult time to create a consistent outcome from your group program. So there's only so much you can do before you become something that is not group, something that is meant for a different fitness experience or someone who's not on the journey that group's going to solve. So we have to also note that there is a certain person that you're right for. There is a certain person who's right for you. And we want to clarify that so that we can start talking to those people and helping more of them and move them through their own hardships of not really knowing where to turn or go to. And that speaks to the marketing level. That speaks to the qualifying level when you do interact with potential new clients is, are you asking the right questions? And then lastly, guys, we'll talk about, you know, the outcomes that are valuable to group clients. Okay. And the reason I keep reiterating group is because that's who we serve. That's, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, then you're really focused on growing your group membership base. Okay. And we recognize that group is scalable. It's going to provide a certain level of time and energy that you work on your business. And it's also going to provide a certain expectation that it's going to generate a professional income. It's going to generate time with your family while, say, personal trainers are working. And maybe that's one of the reasons that drew you to group training. It's going to provide scale, meaning that you can leave your business on a more recurring basis without losing revenue, because you're going to be able to have a team that is able to work, you know, certain classes versus, say, personal training, where they expect you to be the trainer. So there's a lot of benefits and reasons why you chose group. Now it's time to go in deeper and say, well, who is your ideal client and what do they find valuable about group? So we can go out there and find more people like them and really start to communicate to them, attract them to your business, and start qualifying the right type of clients that are going to stay long-term and pay professional rates. So let's do that. All right. The first thing we mentioned, characteristics of your ideal group client. We have to tap into what are the things going on in their life that maybe are inconsistent with getting results. One of the first things that I see in our clients is they're busy. And this tells me a lot, because busy people don't have time to create workouts for themselves or do research and, you know, consistently create a new workout that has a plan that is, you know, geared towards the results they want. So I actually take comfort in knowing that when I hear and see people have busy schedules, that also means they don't want to stop, you know, focusing on their career or their kids or a hobby, but they do find it very valuable to be able to work out on a regular basis, and they need help. So don't shy away from people that, you know, are struggling because of busy schedules and time. They may not be the greatest at organizing it with all that other stuff going on. So that's one of the characteristics that I always appreciate is, you know, I'm a time saver for those folks. You know, they don't need to put in a lot of that effort. So that kind of goes to the next point is I look for people that have some experience. And what I mean by that is I like when people have put forth effort, they've put forth time. It means that they've tried it on their own and they've started to realize that it's important to them that they have someone figuring all out the right workouts, the frequency, the safety factor. All those things are just, you know, bottling up in their minds to more work or effort for them. And they want to remove that. They want to focus on personal life or relationships, and they don't want to have to do homework. So that characteristic's really important to me, that they have some level of experience or have put forth effort to solving some of the issues going on with, you know, their workout routine or the goals that they've shared with me. But effort becomes really important to, you know, starting to lay the foundation of, is someone going to show up and be consistent? Have they tried, you know, to physically put forth effort to solve getting back into shape or feeling, you know, better about themselves? The other thing that I look for is that people out there, when they hear that message about, you know, training in a group and getting the results and outcomes that they want, is that they actually speak up, meaning they're going to comment on, you know, a social media post or an advertisement, they're going to opt in, meaning they're going to give up contact information and submit some form that shows I'm interested in learning more and I'm willing to plug in my information. So guys, that becomes an important part of just recognizing that someone who reaches out to you and plugs in information means that they're not feeling on track. They're not feeling like they have an option that is going to work for them. So that's the first thing I want you guys to realize is they reached out to you, which means that they don't have a good solution to their problem of getting in shape or feeling on track. So that's how you know you've got value right there, is they're stuck. Okay. And there's many reasons why people are stuck, right? They could be moving or they could be in between gyms, but those are all things that we need to figure out down the road. But just know that when someone starts filling out forms and responding to you, there's a certain level of, you know, intensity that they're putting towards fixing this problem, which means that they're interested. They're genuinely wanting to put time and energy and effort. And that's what I look for when a characteristic, you know, of separating who's not a good fit and who is a good fit. The second part of that is when we get a conversation going, I want people to want to learn. But if they are not responsive, well, then what do you think that client's going to be like if you do win them? You know, are they going to be open-minded? Are they going to be teachable? Are they going to listen to, you know, all of your coaches, not just you? And that's really important to say, hey, is this person open to learning about my program, open to learning a new method, because they have expressed being stuck or off track because they filled out a form to reach out with you, or they commented that they're, you know, looking for an option. Even if that comes in the form of, hey, how much does it cost? They're still reaching out. Okay. That's the important part I want you guys to note, is all clients find value in options when they ask for how much does it cost, because they're trying to solve some things in their budget to see if they can make it work. But more importantly, if we give into just that question alone and not recognize that question is actually someone out there wanting to learn how to buy fitness, wanting to, you know, understand a new approach, well, that's on us to then take it from there and start opening up the conversation further. So don't take that response of someone who just wants to know price as not a good fit. I look at that as someone who has the characteristic of someone who's interested in learning more. But if I don't help that person through the buying experience, they could make some uninformed decisions purely based on budget, but they just didn't know what else to ask. So that's why it's on us. A few more characteristics, guys, to think about. And I want you to really take note of these, because this only comes through listening and, you know, having someone in front of you respond to questions that you're, you know, sparking. So it's a very involved process that we call qualifying. But if you're not asking these questions, it's likely that you're not thinking about the characteristics that, you know, your ideal client would have. And you're not seeking those things out early enough in the conversation when they become a lead. And if you've already made it to the sales process or into an appointment, chances are you're going to meet with a lot more people that are not great fits, or that will end up, you know, doing more harm than good. So what I'm helping you guys see is the characteristics that, you know, people that pay professional rates that stay long-term, they have these qualities, you know, and we have to set them as the standard and look for more people like them, and not accept that if they don't have them, that we, you know, expect a different outcome. Because out of all the years we've been coaching, 15 years now, I recognize that people's mindset, their phrasing on things, how they show up and, you know, who they are eventually when they come to us, well, that matters, because that's the person that we have to mold and shape and coach and essentially deliver the outcome. And they haven't been able to achieve that on their own. So a couple more characteristics, guys, to really focus on is I look for people that are coachable, you know, that want someone there to give feedback or to instruct. So they're starting to communicate that they value having someone every single class guide them. And that's really important as a coach. You know, if you think to some people that reach out to you are like, you know, I just, you know, what are your class times? You know, can I train on my own? Like, these are characteristics that tell you they're not valuing having a coach. Or in some cases, what I just shared, you know, do you have any open gym times? Well, that's someone who does not value the group atmosphere. And it's a lot of energy and effort to create that group atmosphere to coach, you know, 15 people. So we want to make sure we align ourselves with the people that want those things and value those things. And those are some of the issues that many of you are bumping into, is you're actually identifying characteristics that are not a good fit for someone who should be valuing everything that happens in a group program. All right, here's a few more. People like being social and around people who want similar goals, or, you know, prefer that this is the atmosphere. Like, there's nothing else compares, guys, right? So someone who does personal training likely has a desire to be with one person. Maybe they're shy, maybe they're insecure, maybe they're, you know, severely deconditioned or have injuries, and that format makes sense for them. But when you're in group, you know, this is the person that wants to be social. They want to meet people. They want to connect. They like the energy, the atmosphere. They will start to get excited telling you stories about them being on a team, or how they like to interact with people, or they, you know, honestly can't stand staying at home anymore because of, you know, their virtual job, and they miss people, things like that. Need to speak to you and say, hey, these are the characteristics of the people that value me for what we do in our group program, and that they're actually ready to make a change. They're ready to, you know, move forward with a program that starts to look like the characteristics and qualities that they have. And now they're starting to move closer to how you're going to help them get on track based on that standard. So that's the first thing, is really using this, guys, as a tool to call out people in your marketing who are busy, who don't want to do, you know, the at-home program alone. They don't want to do the research and plan because they're looking for a program like us that checks all those boxes off, and they're willing to pay for those things because they know what it's like to do it on their own. They know what it's like to feel off track and, you know, insecure about working out, or feeling dumb in a group, or feeling dumb in a, you know, a Globo gym. Like, those things are significant to them. And we need to start calling out the characteristics of who loves to train in group, who needs this. This is their method. This is their format for how they love to stay in shape and get in shape. Okay, but if you don't lay the foundation and set that standard, it's going to be hard for you to communicate that in your marketing, hard for you to talk to someone about the value during, you know, a conversation with the prospect. So those are some of the characteristics that I really lean on. Let's talk about the psychology, okay? This is the second part of really identifying, you know, who your group clients are. People who stay long-term and pay professional rates for group training start to say things like, I can't do this on my own. Either I'm too busy, I don't have the experience, I've never really been good at working out. They open up about the insecurities when asked the right questions, right? And some of them flat out say, I'm not an at-home workout person. You know, I'm not successful on my own. Every time that I've tried this, I've started a couple weeks and then I stop. Something in my life, you know, gets busy at work, or I take a vacation and then I just lose my consistency. And it's just something I've done and tried over time, and I'm sick of it. So they're saying things that really radiate with pulling them closer to a group solution. But we have to recognize that some of the psychology that they're dealing with is because they're seeing the symptoms. And maybe they're not clear or aware fully of the problem, but we have to help them through that. But that's the first thing to recognize, is our best clients will say things like that. we start to recognize that those are the problems, those are the issues that we solve best in a group program. You know, they'll say things like, I've tried, to Google, and, you know, I've tried to Instagram, you know, people that I follow. It's just really hard to break that down into a consistent workout routine. I don't know if I'm doing it correctly. I don't want to get hurt. And those things are important to me. And I just end up falling off track because, you know, I just can't follow along so easy as they make it. Right. And a lot of people out there also start to recognize that they want someone to help them. They don't want to put forth the same amount of effort and time. And that's important to them. There's also a lot of people out there that want more challenge in their training. They can't tap into it because they're worried about planning their own workouts. They're worrying if they're going to get injured. They don't have the right atmosphere to really, you know, level up in terms of that energy and focus, right? So those things start to come out when you're talking to, you know, your people and start to resonate with people on the fence out there in your marketing. And it starts to become clear that there is a person out there that values the level of structure, that the level of coaching, the level of accountability and guidance that come from our group programs. And that's what our message is to people out there that are looking for, you know, real options that maybe they didn't know it existed. So on one level, when you better understand the characteristics, when you better understand the psychology of your ideal group client, you get better marketing. You know what to say. You know who you're talking to. You know their struggles. You know the issues that are running through their head because you've successfully tapped into that psychology and characteristics that they have. And what you want at this point, guys, is to really recognize that there are people who will value you and want what you have. And there are people to say, nope, not for me. And that's okay. You know, that's what we want. We want to draw the line in the sand and darken it and say, you know, this person's not ready right now. This person doesn't need as much, you know, structure and coaching because they are in a place where they can plan all their workouts. They can do it at home and go them. But that's not your ideal client. So the more you try to force someone who's not showing you the characteristics, not thinking like your ideal client, the more you're actually drawing yourself into a conversation that, you know, ultimately is going to end up not how you should expect it. Okay. And the sooner we can agree that those characteristics are actually standards that we're trying to apply to our marketing and to our conversations, it's going to get a whole lot easier for you to attract people and qualify them so that they have all the information they need to make the right decision to move forward. And you get the confidence that this is someone who's going to stay with you long-term because you now have a real system in place. You have a real strategy when it comes to getting people interested in your program and having real conversations and looking for these, you know, concrete characteristics and mindset for when they're going to make a decision about moving forward. So maybe you're still not sold. Maybe you're not sure that group has the same value, you know, as, you know, anything out there that's slightly looks like you, whether it be large group training facilities out there charging the same rates you are. Maybe it's, you know, someone down the street saying, you know, you can't charge that much for group training. You know, you're charging personal training rates. How dare you? And truthfully, guys, that is BS. Because here's what is most important. You get to determine your value in terms of setting your rates. But more importantly, that value is given feedback by people who ultimately pay for that service. So the only one we need to prove anything to is that we are certain we can provide the outcomes that our clients want. And two, we can communicate that process so that people can start making some really clear and informed decisions on whether they think it's worth it. Because to my ideal client, guys, the person that doesn't want to do on their own, has tried and failed, is, you know, spent hundreds and thousands on gyms that they never use. Those people, okay, those people understand. They get it. And if we're going to be honest with ourselves, they're really the ones making the decision of whether we're worth it or not. So everything else might be clouding your mind and getting in your headspace of someone else doesn't think you're worth it or you don't think you're worth it. Well, let's rise up to the level of saying, hey, part of our value is understanding that we're aligning with the right people, right? Those characteristics, those mindset, those are the people we need to be listening to. Anyone else without those characteristics or mindset, you're actually talking to the wrong person and whose opinion doesn't matter. Okay. Because the program wasn't designed for them. The service that you're developing each and every single week and innovating and improving, it's not for them. Okay. They're in a different journey. They're in a different level of training. They don't need you like your ideal clients need you. Well, what do they want from you is the other part of this. Now, the outcomes that you solve are giving you the stepping stones and milestones, I should say, inside your program to look to so that people are getting results, that people are moving forward with what they wanted in the first place. And if you can verify that your program is working, you should have no doubt. So let's talk about those things that, you know, people who we look for, that want group, that value group, at professional rates, what the heck do they want? You know, where are they getting stuck? Well, they're getting stuck from a losing body fat standpoint. They're struggling to, you know, lose 10, 15, 20, in some cases, 50 pounds. You know, they don't have a good process for doing that. Can you help that person that says, you know, I'm struggling to lose 25 pounds. You know, I've wanted to do this for a long time. You know, it's been 2 years since I've been, you know, active. Just, I can't seem to shake the weight. And I've tried this, I've tried that. You know, this should get you excited because it's a problem that they're frustrated with and that you may have an answer for. You know, what are some more outcomes that come to you? Right? I want to get stronger. I want to tone up. I want to put on muscle. You know, a lot of people out there recognize that strength training is more complicated than just hopping on a treadmill. And they start to recognize that it's important to feel like solid, right? To feel confident in your skin, to, you know, get to a place where mentally and physically you're moving your body because you trained it to do it. But you're not going to get there in large group training where they can't go into certain complex movements, or they're not going to be able to provide enough instruction so that person feels safe or comfortable learning how to strength train or learning how to personalize it. No, they're coming to you because they want verification or validation that if I, you know, were to learn how to strength train, I'd get the attention I'm looking for. It would be in the size environment. I'd have people around me that want something similar. That's what they're looking for. Is they're looking for the outcomes, but the style of doing it. Am I going to get enough attention? Am I going to get enough feedback? You know, I've tried this, or I've done that, or I've heard this. That's why, guys, we need to be very strong on validating these, you know, thoughts that are going on in their head. And if you never address it and you race people all the way through, you know, the sales process and get them into a trial, you get them into, you know, class without getting to know them and their concerns. That's where turnover happens. That's where missed opportunities on the sale happens because they can't see the value. And it starts with you first recognizing it, slowing the conversation down and getting them to have a relationship with what makes you a good fit for getting them strong and how you're going to do it and all the little details that go into, you know, keeping them safe or keeping them challenged. Right. So these are the things that you won't know to ask unless you build a relationship with your ideal client and get to know the characteristics, the qualities, the outcomes now that they all are seeking when they are researching, you know, gyms out there. Okay. The other part of this, I look for people who have outcomes where, you know, they're very lifestyle oriented. Say that, you know, there's a group of people out there that, yes, want to lose body fat and weight. Yes, want to get stronger and you know, get more toned. There's also a group of people out there that are struggling to be consistent with those things so that they feel healthier year round. And they want a certain level of consistency. And I look for those people because they are people that struggle with structure. They are people that really want a plan to follow. They want steps. And how will I demonstrate that I have enough structure and have thought through those reasons for, you know, why people fall off track? For one, just to go down the rabbit hole a little bit deeper, you know, in our program, we have a class schedule with specific times and days so that our clients always, you know, attend regularly. They know that they have to show up on time. They're in and out in an hour. And that's how our clients are staying on track, is when you schedule it into your week, you're less likely to miss, but you're more likely to attend because you know you've got friends expecting you, a coach expecting you. And not only that, it conveniently fits into your schedule because you're in and out in an hour. If we don't help them see, guys, that we've thought of, you know, the reasons and we've organized that into a plan and how we structure our class schedule, well, they won't pick up on we help people like them who struggle to stay consistent with workouts, okay? We have actually removed the time. We've removed the effort from them having to manage their fitness in terms of like doing the research or figuring out when to show up or how long to work out. We solved all that, right? It may not be that you're helping them see the benefit of a class or what goes into that class. And that's what I'm saying to you guys is when you better understand the outcomes, because you better understand your ideal client, it becomes a lot easier to communicate this in marketing and, you know, have relationships with prospects so that you can really guide them through the buying process. And when it comes time to asking for a professional rate, they're on the same page as you. They're now able to make their own informed decision based on what they've tried, based on the calls they've made to other places. And they're separating the difference between, you know, large group training, small group training, personal training, doing it on their own. They now have this awareness that, hey, I could get in shape any of these different ways, but I've tried this thing and that thing and it didn't work for me. And, you know, this style of training actually doesn't appeal to me in terms of doing it on my own. I've tried that. Or, you know, I am missing a sense of socialization and, you know, being in a group. And it turns out I played high school sports and I never felt more accountable or in shape. Like, you don't know these things, guys, until you open them up. And this is what makes having a conversation and listening for these characteristics and these qualities and these mindsets, because that's where we have to go down the road of, you know, for lack of a better term, guys, you guys are selling them on why group is the best option. They don't come to you bought in that way. It's part of our job is to help educate them and inform them. And I would say truthfully, build their mindset that group is a better solution for them based on some things they've done or things that they've heard about, because it aligns with the issues that they've communicated, with the problems that they've expressed. Okay, but they're not going to get there on their own, is what I'm saying. The last thing is we've got to start looking at why is this valuable to them, not to you, okay? One of the hardest things to do as a long-term coach is, you know, recognize that you're the expert, that's your role. But if you step into the prospect's shoes, you'll start to realize that they're like at ground zero. They're at level one, you're at like level 10, okay? You've already solved the problems of, you know, realizing that you need a structured workout. You need to have a plan to get consistent results. You need to, you know, show up and plug it into your weekly schedule. You've solved a lot of those things. And those are like elementary to you. And that's going to make it difficult for a lot of you out there to put yourself in their shoes. But if you're going to be a great enrollment coach, if you're going to be a great, you know, group fitness program for people that need your help, you need to have more empathy. And I recognize that that's going to be hard for you because you've solved a lot of those problems way, way back. And maybe you've just forgotten what it's like to be new or like to be your ideal client. And that's what's going to make this work really important for you is you're the expert. So part of being an expert is to know them, to understand what they're thinking about, to help them through the fears, the insecurities. But if you're not worried about any of those things, you're not even thinking about what's on their mind. Well, when you go to the education side, you're going to immediately jump to come on in and get a class, or here's a trial, or you start skipping the actual things going on in their head and the concerns or the fears that would prevent someone from spending more money than they're comfortable with or that they've ever spent ever. But it's not for the sake of them having the money or prioritizing that, because many of these people have been stuck for years. Many of these people have tried so many different things, and they're recognizing what they paid for and the time they invested was not worth it, because otherwise they would still be in shape. Otherwise they'd still be doing the thing that they were doing. So the degree in which they, you know, put their budget into practice and their time into practice, it didn't work. So it's now a new level of investment. And that will likely include both, you know, financially and commitment-wise. And I would even venture to say effort-wise. So we've got to get people excited about that. But before we can do that, we've got to get to know them, right? And that's why it's so important to understand what I'm telling you. So here's the last part. When we understand the outcomes, okay, why is it valuable to them? And that's what makes you valuable, is you've taken the time to consider, you know, those characteristics that show you this person is physically or say mentally ready based on experience, or where, how they're thinking about changing their life. You've taken the time to understand what's going through their head in terms of their psychology of, you know, really communicating that maybe they don't have the time and they're coming to the conclusion that they would rather pay for someone to, you know, do the workouts, to have all the instruction. That's what they want to get closer to, is just showing up, putting in the work and getting the outcome. Okay. But if you don't go down that road of understanding what those outcomes are and why they're important to them, you're going to miss the ability to enroll people at professional rates. You're going to miss the ability to connect with people that need your help year round instead of, you know, a quick fix. Okay, so that's the alignment side. So let's talk about, you know, these things that are valuable to your clients so you can better articulate that. Well, the first thing is when I hear people, you know, wanting to lose body fat and get strong, what I hear is someone that would just feel amazing to fit in the clothes like they once did or how they've always hoped for, but they've never arrived there. And if they had that outcome and if they were able to, you know, reach a new level of fitness in a short period of time, say 90 days, that would make them feel on track. That would make them feel like they've had more momentum in their training than ever or in years. So that's really important, guys, to help them see the value by expressing that in the form of what it would be like to have that outcome or to feel on track with that outcome. And that's how we begin this process of aligning who you are and what you do with what someone else believes it's worth. Okay. Let's talk through a couple of, you know, just imagine, you know, right now it's summer, but like stepping into a new bathing suit that you worked hard for over the last 90 days. And you walk out there more proud, more confident than you have ever, you know, what would that mean to you? And we have to recognize that that's on their mind. And if we don't have those conversations, if we don't ask the questions or set the picture in their mind that they could have that, that's really obtainable based on the things that they shared with you, based on the characteristic, based on the mindset. Well, then we didn't do our job to let them know that that's possible. And if you expect them to get all that out of a class just by working out once with you or working out a few times, but haven't broken it down for them in an explanation and articulated that with substance, that this is how it's going to feel during the process. This is what it's going to feel like after. This is how long it's going to take. Well, you haven't really checked off the boxes in which someone needs
to feel confident moving forward. Okay. Let's go through a couple other reasons why group is valuable for people. Well, when people feel educated and confident using strength training exercises or new exercises, they have a certain level of empowerment. They feel coached. They feel instructed. They feel like they can do anything because the risk of getting hurt or looking dumb doesn't exist anymore. And that's the power of having a coach, not just once for a single session, but every single class guiding you through your workout. You're going to feel educated and confident now in everything that we teach you, you're going to take with you. And you no longer have to have those worries or feelings of working out on your own. And guys, that's so important of, you know, really talking about, I think, the true value of group. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing justice for the power of group. Okay. You're underselling it. You're undervaluing it, I should say. All right. And what about the support and the guidance, right? So many people miss this when it comes to showing the value of group, is there's so many things that go on beyond just the class. It's the, breaking down of instruction, you know, the encouragement, the tips, the tricks, all those things go into someone feeling more supported. In many cases, you're checking in with people, you know, off the floor through attendance. If they miss class, you're there for them. You know, you need to help them understand that you can't fail here. You know, if I don't see any class, I'm going to reach out to you. You know, not only are you going to have the accountability of the class, you're going to have the accountability of someone who cares whether you show up or not, reaching out to you. That's what our clients want. They know that life's going to get busy. They know that kids' schedules are going to pop up. They know that, you know, different events are going to take them off track, but they want someone who cares to follow back up with them and pull them back on track or get them remotivated. Okay. So that's what we have the power to do in our group programs. And it likely for some of you has happened already, but you're not giving that value and attention to where it needs to be reflected in your price. And what I'm saying to you is there's people out there that don't have that don't even know that exists. But if you don't educate them, if you don't bring that up in your conversations and these new relationships with prospects, these, you know, appearances on social media, you know, if you don't write about this, if you don't talk about this, they don't know. And they'll never know through just taking a class, because there's more to you than what it seems. And if they don't hear it from you, if that's not built into the buying experience, into your marketing, you don't stand a chance at helping people determine that you're different or that you're worth more. So my message to you guys is that our programs are helping our ideal clients reach their goals in a way that they've never accomplished, they've never thought possible, because otherwise they would do it on their own. They would have already arrived there, okay? But the only reason, in my opinion, that people do not show up in the form of leads is because you're not promoting the benefits, you're not helping them see what's behind the curtain enough. The other reason is if you haven't taken the time to slow the conversation down and make it your mission to talk to this person to understand where their characteristics are, like, are they saying the things that group clients say? Are they demonstrating the struggles and the challenges that ideal group clients say? If you haven't done that, well, then you're just guessing. And truthfully, if you haven't broken down what outcomes and why it's valuable to your group clients when they say yes to you, then you haven't truly demonstrated and articulated the value to an uninformed buyer. And when someone is uninformed, they make decisions out of fear or misinformation. And what happens at that level when you're asking for, you know, a professional rate? They're going to get scared. They're not confident in the decision moving forward because they don't have facts. They don't have, you know, these insecurities resolved in them. So this is really, guys, about you getting to know your own value and owning that. And that is a sense of power and confidence because you've taken the time to highlight the areas that make you amazing for your group clients. And you've also you know, leveled up because you've taken the time to understand who's not a good fit for you, who's not ready right now for you. And that helps you further strengthen your message out there and align it with people that are ready right now or maybe ready in the future. But when you can get to that level, guys, not only will you walk away with the clarity and focus of who your ideal client is, but also why it's valuable to them. And when you understand that, you're going to become a better marketer because you can attract more people like them, and you're going to become a better enrollment coach who actually signs people up at those professional rates and is completely confident, not in just the price point, but delivering on the service. And there's some work in there, guys, I want you to know, but that is the first step of finding your group clients and beginning that work that is necessary as a group business. And someone who caters to group clients is you got to know yourself and you got to know how valuable you truly are. If you guys want help out there, head over to my website, factoryforge.com/momentum. This is a 12-week program where we help build the mindset and the processes that are going to help you increase your current member rates to professional rates, as well as enroll new members at the rates that are profitable, that at the rates that give you every resource that your business needs to be successful, because we've taken the time to understand who your ideal group client is, how to deliver that service for them, and how to keep them happy year round so that your membership base grows and your auto pay improves. So if you want a plan with steps and a guide, please reach out to us. We'll help you get your mindset right, your processes right, so that you walk away in 12 weeks 100% confident increasing your current member rates, as well as talking and communicating that value to new members in your marketing and sales. Again, factoryforge.com/momentum. Hope to talk to you soon. See you guys. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month, take home, and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.